right in the center of the wheel. That's the hub.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that the wagon wheel turns on?
Axle.
The axle.
Thimble.
That part?
It's called a thimble.
A thimble? Mm-hmm. An axle and thimble, same thing?
No, actually, it's you put the thimble on the axle and put that wheel on the thimble.
And the spokes come out of the hub.
Yeah.
And they attach, what do you call that thing that they attach to?
Rim.
The rim. Have you ever seen the rim of a wagon wheel in sections? You know, where two spokes might connect to it, just one section of it? Of the wagon wheel? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word filly? Used to mean anything about a wagon wheel?
That's a rim. We call it a rim.
The whole thing?
No, the rim, where the spokes go in, come out of the hub and then go into the rim.
That part of the rim where two spokes fit into the rim is the filly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on a buggy, what about the thing that the traces come back to? What did you say?
Single tree.
The single tree. And if you've got two horses and each one has a single tree, both of them would be attached to the what?
Double tree.
If a man had a wagon and he was putting wood in it and he'd drive down the road a little piece and he'd take the wood out and then he'd come back and get some more and he'd keep doing this for a long time, you'd say he was doing what? If there was a great big log across the road that was blocking your path, you might say, well, I need to get me a rope and tie it around that log and do what?
Put it out of the way, move it.
Maybe drag it across the road?
Yeah.
Okay. You would say that you had to drag that thing out. And if you had to do the same thing yesterday, you would tell me that yesterday we... If you wanted to use the same word, drag, yesterday we what off the road?
We drug it out. We drug it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, what do you call that thing that you use to break the ground when you're getting a field ready to plant?
Breaking plow.
Mm-hmm. Are there different kinds of plows?
Yeah, all kinds of plows. Turning plows, steel beams.
Is there a particular kind of plow that you use to break up the ground real fine?
Yeah. Pulverizer and deer.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard something like that called a harrow?
Yeah, that's what a disc is.
A disc is a harrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, have you ever seen these things that, well, a lot of carpenters use them. On the sides they have something that's kind of shaped like the letter A, you know? And they would, you'd use them to... Oh, I don't know, make something to stand on. You could put boards across them to make a kind of table.
That's called a sawhorse.
Sawhorse. And have you seen something that's similar to that, except the beams extend like that? You got something look like a letter X. People might lay a log across and saw it.
Sawhorse.
You still call that a sawhorse? Have you ever heard people call that a sawbuck?
Yeah. Sawhorse.
Okay. All right. When you get up in the morning, you probably straighten your hair with a comb and maybe something else.
Right.
A brush. And you say, well, I have to
brush my hair.
Okay. Used to in barbershops, when barbers use straight razors, they sharpen those things on a long leather thing.
What'd you mean?
Razor strap. You see many of those around?
No, I don't use them now. Don't let people get cheese in the barbershop. Mm.
Your daddy ever use one of those on you?
Yes, sir.
Where are you at?